All right, we have Tom Ed Wilson here. He's the executive director of the Sheriff's Law Enforcement Foundation program. Thank you so much, Tom Ed, for coming by.
Well, I appreciate very much you having me.
And the Sheriff's Law Enforcement Foundation, you have an annual luncheon coming up. Before we talk about the luncheon, tell us a little bit about this foundation and how and why it came together and exactly what it does.
Sheriff Jim Hammonds had this idea about 2 years ago to create a foundation that could interface with the business community and help provide assets for law enforcement that was not otherwise available. Prior to my recent retirement from the Chamber of Commerce, he came to me and asked if I'd be willing just to work with him on some sort of a part-time basis or part-full-time basis or whatever, and help get this started. I thought about it a long time, and after thinking about it and talking some more with the sheriff about it, I decided to do it. It's a huge part of economic development. It's a huge concern for our community, crime, and it would also offer me the opportunity to work with people and in an area that I had never worked that closely with. So it was a goal for me.
So the Sheriff's Law Enforcement Foundation, you said it's established to create partnerships with business around Chattanooga. Why would the Sheriff's Department, I guess, benefit from
those?
Well,
it's not just the Sheriff's Department. It's I have an advisory board that I've set up. It's 8 people. There's 7 police chiefs in the county and one and the sheriff. So, there's one chief constitutional law officer in the county, and that's the sheriff. And then you have the police chiefs that have jurisdictions throughout the county. So it's that group that I work with. And it's not like most law enforcement foundations, which are set up for more benevolent purposes. This we have 3 areas that we will concentrate in: furnishing more current technology to the law enforcement community, furnishing training, but particularly leadership training for the command staff, and then finally building relationships with the police force and the communities, similar to Neighborhood Watch. So those are the 3 primary areas we'll be concentrating on. Not a lot of law enforcement foundations concentrate in those areas.
Right. And I guess some civilians, myself, would be surprised that the county maybe can't afford this new technology, or how does that work?
No, they can. They get all law enforcement gets money through a process. And it's taxpayer money, and obviously there's just so much of that to go around. Law enforcement is changing like the radio business. You know, the communication business is changing dramatically, and that creates need for products and or aids that maybe aren't in the normal budget network and never will be. So this is to help law enforcement with training, with technology that may be outside of their budget.
Right.
It's maybe not considered necessary to have, but it's certainly nice to have. A good example, I just recently brought in a company from Phoenix, Arizona. For 2 days, the instructor, she owned the company, but she's on the FBI Academy staff at Quantico. We had 2 full days of the subject, internet profiling and intelligence gathering. I sat through that. Let me tell you, I learned more about what the internet is and what it's all about than I ever dreamed
right. Possible.
We had 100 cops at that session. They absolutely gave it rave reviews. But I was able to bring that company in, fly those people in, and spread it out and do this for all of selective. We couldn't do for all the police, but we limited to 100 police officers in our county.
So you're bringing in lecturers or people that are experts in the field and enlightening these officers on subjects like internet profiling. Right. What are some maybe, I don't know if maybe this is a question to ask you, but some technology that we're lacking in the police department around here?
There's technology that one example might be machines that you can use to, and so some of this is controversial, of course. Everything,
right.
Everything in the public realm is controversial, you know. I've learned that. But have a machine that you could go through massive parking lots, and it would enable you to determine through the scan of license tags on the automobiles whether the car might be a stolen car that police are looking for, or whether it might be owned by somebody that they're looking for. Whereas if they didn't have something like that, they would have to look at every tag, put it into a computer, if they had a computer in their car, and get that information back. That's just one example of a technology that's out there. And let me just say this about changing technology. Coming from the business world, I personally believe that we are undergoing the greatest change in technology in the history of our world.
I agree.
And I've lived through to see all sorts of stuff I never thought possible
right.
when I was a young boy. Well, that's all impacting law enforcement also. And law enforcement, like a lot of agencies similar to them, have limited access to budgetary money. So this is just trying to connect the business community and make them aware that there is a quid pro quo if the business community helps. That is a better trained police force on the street.
So you have this luncheon coming up. tell us a little bit about that. That's going to be I guess it's going to be a luncheon to maybe educate the community about the foundation as well as raise funds.
Both of those.
Right.
Yeah, both of those. It's sort of our one annual public type of fundraiser. It's November the 7th. It's at the Chattanoogan from 11:30 to 1. We've got a guy coming in named Mark Croker. He started as a rookie cop years ago with LAPD and rose to become the deputy chief. He's also been the chief of police in Oregon for a major city. He's got lots of international experience. It ought to be a great program. He's going to talk about, by the way, the changes that are impacting law enforcement because of the change in the environment over the next 15 years. So we're doing that. That will be something that we will use the monies from that we'll use to do work in these three areas that I just mentioned to you.
And why exactly pick Mark Croker? I mean, just because of his...
Well, I think that's a good question. And see, we're not an older organization. We're a young organization. In fact, what we are going to do also at that luncheon, we've undergone a study with a company out of Atlanta recently that helped us come up with our branding, our logo, our mission statement and all that, and we're keeping the name of the company. It won't be sure it's Law Enforcement Foundation anymore. It'll be something else, more inclusive, more global,
mm-hmm.
and we will announce that at that luncheon, which I'm excited about because that gives us a real identity. I love our logo, and I think you will too if you see it. Mark Croker, an accomplished top cop in this country, well-known, well-recognized by his peer group, a guy that has achieved a lot in his profession, not just within this country, but internationally. He's worked as much internationally. He's worked for the government. He's handled huge security projects for the government.
Give us, again, the particulars of the luncheon, and is there a website, possibly, that people
There's a website, but we hadn't got if you go on the website, it will say coming soon. And it is coming soon. It's going to come after the luncheon when everybody knows our name, you know,
right
now, because it's in the new name, not the old name. It's 11:30 to 1, November the 7th at the Chattanoogan. You can call me at 304-5115. And, of course, we have corporate tables for sale also. And I have to say, sales are doing quite well.
Great. Well, Tom Ed Wilson, thank you so much for coming by. He is, of course, Executive Director of the Sheriff's Law Enforcement Foundation, which will be changing their name.
Which will be changing their name.
After the luncheon.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it.